do quick follow-ups on all sorts of things. There's various things going on. I mean,
Well, I've got two right now.
well,
Three.
tell me. Well, why
Well,
don't you
I'll tell you the first right now. Trump
right.
is hinting that he's going to cut funding to the WHO.
I know, I
Good
know.
for
And
him.
there's been some pushback indeed from the US government. Well, I'm going to say this. I think a lot of people have got in for the WHO. I'm not convinced that all of these criticisms are right, but let's remember also this is a election year, and I think this does go well down well with the pro-Trumpians. I think this is what drives
I'm
it.
for cutting it. I'll say it right out right now.
Oh.
I'm for cutting it out. Defund the OPCW, defund the
Oh
WHO,
well.
defund WADA for
Yeah.
the
Yeah,
Olympics and all that.
I
Defund
know.
all of it because they all need to be defunded and reconstructed again.
Well, I agree with that completely, but I mean I think the danger is that what's going to happen ultimately is that the US is not really intending to defund the DHO. It's intending to take it over so that it becomes in effect another OPCW or WADA, in other words, controlled by the State Department. But let's wait and see. It's a more difficult organization to control because obviously it's supposed to be run by doctors. And it's also supposed to be controlled by, I think more member states, UN member states, are interested in what it does. Let's see. I mean, let's see.
It botched the pandemic. It botched it bad. It
Well,
botched it really bad. Really, really, really. This is my opinion. It botched it really, really, really
again,
effing bad.
I guess slightly
Really
disagree with this. At the
bad.
beginning, I think, like most people, they didn't understand quite what was going on, probably because the Chinese weren't reporting things very clearly. But the one thing they did get right, and they got right very quickly, is that they told everybody to test. And it's striking that those who have followed that advice and have tested most are the ones who are keeping death rates down. So, you can argue that it's got problems and it's made mistakes. I'm not sure that, closing it down is quite the right thing. But look, I understand the politics of this and I understand how it plays well in an election year.
I'll
And
say three.
I think with Trump, that's the most important in
Yeah,
that respect now.
absolutely. It looks good from a political standpoint.
Yeah.
Three places where the WHO went wrong is they couldn't figure out the damn mask policy. Wear
No,
masks, don't wear
no,
masks. They
no.
botched that
Well,
completely. Yeah,
they
I
did.
mean,
I agree with that. Yeah.
and you still don't really have clear guidance, to be
No,
quite
no,
honest.
no.
So.
And but again, bear in mind that Western governments have not, they've not made up their minds about this either. And they didn't need to wait for the WHO to give them advice. Our British government still hasn't provided any guidance on this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the other place that they messed up was like you said, even in January and February they were still telling people, don't worry about it,
Yes,
it's not going to be
yes,
a
yes.
pandemic, it's not a big deal. They were saying that. And then the third
They
part
were
was
far too slow to
far
take
too
this thing.
slow, far too
Far too slow.
complacent.
Yes.
And the other part comes from some of their executives, I guess you would call them executives, who would make just outrageous statements. Like one guy was saying how we have to go into homes and split apart families, quote,
Oh.
with dignity, because now the virus is spreading in between families because it's not in the public anymore. Now it's
Well,
inside households. I mean,
yeah.
stuff like that is just people, like, when people say stuff like that, they should just,
Well,
well,
that's
just get the
outrageous,
hell
and
out.
it's and it's completely beyond their remit to say things like that. I mean, that's not what they're there to do. I mean, they're there to provide advice and guidance, but they're certainly not there to advise people to violate human rights in that sort
Yeah.
of fundamental way, which is what that would be. I mean, by the way, we might want to at some point discuss certain of the human rights elements of this, of the international response to this. We've touched on it in one video, but I think now we can get a clearer picture of that also, and we can discuss some of the ethical dilemmas too. But I mean,
Absolutely. That's a good video.
certainly, I mean, for the WHO to talk about breaking up families, well, that is outrageous.
Yeah, that
That's
was
what
outrageous. Yeah.
slave owners used to do,
Yeah.
and totalitarian
Way
governments.
overstepping. Way
It's well,
overstepping.
it's completely outside their remit.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the one story. The second one is a quick one. Sanders, Bernie Sanders suspends.
Oh, well, of course, yeah.
I'm sure you read that.
Well, I did indeed. I mean, I have to say, it's just exactly what you and I have been talking about. I mean, I don't really understand why Bernie ran a campaign at all. It was a poor campaign, in my opinion. He never had his heart in it. There was no fire in it. And in the end, he's just folded to the DNC, as you know, exactly as I remember that you said he would.
Yeah. He's a complete hoax. Actions always speak louder than words. Look at people's actions. The fact that in 2016, he supported Hillary Clinton, and we don't have to go into the details as to what type of person Hillary Clinton is. Everyone that's watching this knows exactly the type of person Hillary Clinton is. And Bernie Sanders didn't only support her, he supported her.
Absolutely, he was passionate, and he supported Russiagate. I mean, he should have been a voice of sanity on Russiagate, and he wasn't. He betrayed Tulsi, but he was one of the very few people who, you know, if he'd spoken out against Russiagate, it might have had some traction, and he didn't. He went along with it, and so he supported Hillary Clinton. He supported Russiagate, and now he's going to support Joe Biden. He's going to campaign for him. I said as much, and that's what he will do. And you said that he would pull out, and he has. This is a phony profit. This is a phony profit. There is no truth behind this movement. I mean, he's got his very nice comfort zone in the Senate, where he's, you know, Senator for Vermont, where he's able to talk about, you know, Medicare for all and all that sort of thing. But when it comes to actually doing anything, when it's actually, you know, action and fighting and winning elections and becoming president and forming political coalitions and doing things, he's not into that at all. That's not what he's interested in. It's not what he's about. He's very happy being what he is. And frankly, his whole campaign has been a terrible distraction. If he hadn't stood at all, it might have been the Tulsi Gabbard, who I'm still very angry with, by the way, for endorsing Biden, but maybe she's angry with Saunders, I don't know. But if he hadn't stood, it's possible that Tulsi might have won over some of the sort of more left-wing people that Bernie Saunders, pulled to himself, and it's just possible that she might have broken out and run a more effective campaign. But what he basically did is he choked off, he suffocated all the anti-war, more left-wing people in the Democratic Party, so that in the end, he handed it over to the DNC.
Yeah, he's a complete fraud. He was a fraud in 2016. Absolutely. He remains a fraud. He'll keep the campaign money and he'll use it for his own benefit. That's for sure.
More precisely.
Here's Trump's tweet on that, by the way, and then we'll move over to my last story, which I want your feedback on. Bernie Sanders is out. Thank you to Elizabeth Warren. If not for her, Bernie would have won almost every state on Super Tuesday. This ended just like the Democrats and the DNC wanted, same as the crooked Hillary fiasco. The Bernie people should come to the Republican Party. Trade Trump. He's the ultimate.
Oh, he is. By the way, the British ambassador, the former British ambassador, the one who was so rude about him and got sacked as a result, Lord Dannock, he's actually said that Donald Trump is a terrifying campaigner. That was his description of him. Donald Trump knows how to campaign. He knows how to reach out and talk to the American people and say things which no one else does. And he's absolutely right. To be absolutely frank about it, Bernie Saunders backstabbed Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, that's how I see it. I'm sure many people won't say it like that, but that's how I feel about it. I mean, this should have been Tulsi's year, and he made sure it wasn't. And Elizabeth Warren backstabbed Bernie. She never was in with any chance of success, but she did make sure that Bernie wouldn't make the kind of progress that he might have done. So the result is that Donald Trump is now up against Sleepy Joe, hiding in Delaware, in his home, in his basement, addressing the American people, all five of them that bothered to turn up and listen to him from his basement on these weird videos, mumbling away, saying very little, And of course, Donald Trump is probably licking his lips with eager anticipation. And we can be absolutely sure that over the course of the election, there's all sorts of things going to be pouring out from the Trump campaign, from Rudy Giuliani, about all the things that Joe Biden was up to in Ukraine and elsewhere. So, I mean, this is made for him.
Biden is never going to make it through the campaign.
No.
Never, ever.
Exactly.
He's not going to make it.
Exactly.
He can barely make it now. He can barely string together two sentences.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, Sanders went through a whole debate with Joe Biden. And you know, Joe Biden was an open goal. And Bernie just wasn't able to play the game again. I mean, he instead of winning that debate, hands down, which he should have done, it was a draw. It was bizarre. It was awful. And Bernie's supposed to be this, this details person. I didn't see it. I don't think Bernie actually knows his own program very well. That's my own personal view about it.
He doesn't want to win. He never wanted to win.
He never wanted to win. No, he's very happy being senator for Vermont.
He's very happy taking people's contribution money. That's what he's
exactly. I mean, he's got a very as his cushy number already. He doesn't really want to change that. He should never have stood for the presidency. Yeah. Either this time or in 2016.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about oil, but let's get to our video, Alexander, because we'll do a video on the.
We're having a big negotiation tomorrow, meeting tomorrow. We'll see what comes of it.
Yeah, we should do a video on it. I have a really good quote on it too, but we'll leave that for the video.
Great.
Because it looks like we're getting a deal together, and then it falls apart. It looks like we're getting a deal together, then it falls apart. Mm. This is going to be an interesting negotiation.
That's putting it mildly. Yeah. MBS, Vladimir Putin, and Donald Trump. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine it? But it's going to be fascinating. Well, and the oil companies, and the shale producers.
My God, that'll be a good video. All right, so let's get to our main video.